as well.
Just a bit more to just to weigh through as we discuss a few news angles and options here. Sos, we know that Essendon went in an ambit way when it came to what they wanted to get out of Carlton for losing Adam Sard. It's getting more realistic now, and a couple of names that are now being considered. Now, I don't claim to know the progress of these possibilities, but the names Lachie O'Brien and Paddy Dow are now part, I believe, of these conversations. I can't tell you whether Carlton's thrown them up. I can't tell you whether Essendon has asked about them. All I know is they've been talked about. They're more realistic names, as good as talents as they are. They're more realistic names to be part of this deal, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's just whether the Bombers want a... whether they want pick seven or whether they want players. I couldn't imagine Carlton doing a deal where he's pick seven and a player.
Right.
I couldn't imagine
you
that.
You would do seven and O'Brien?
Seven and O'Brien, I think that would be a fair win for
Essendon.
For Essendon.
Yep.
But
if you had O'Brien as part of the mix, what would the pick number be? I know this is inexact science.
Gauging from what I'm reading in the media, I think Essendon are hell bent on pick seven, so I think that sits right there. But it might be a situation where Carlton might be trying to shift money out of their cap as well, because they might be planning for next year. I don't know what they've paid in relation to their re-signings this year as well. They've re-signed Tom DeConning, who I would have imagined there'd be a significant increase there. There would have been clubs all over him.
Yep.
So there would have been some upside in some of their youngsters. They've got Patrick Cripps to re-sign next year as a free agent. Sam Walsh.
Is that going to be game on?
Is it game on? It's really interesting when you look at what's really the free agents next year. You've got Patrick Cripps.
Merritt,
and there's one other who's out of contract that just trying to think. But
Marcus Bontempelli is the...
Bontempelli is the other one. Yeah, so is there a...
And Matt Crouch as well.
So is there a possibility that that two of those players could be playing at the same club?
Mm.
Is there a club out there that can actually, I guess, find enough money, clear enough money this year to be able to bring some players through?
Yeah.
And that probably comes to my... a conversation we're going to have further down the track, someone like a West Coast.
Ooh. Yep. Well, why don't we have that chat on the other side of this? It'll be coming under the banner of the brutal truth, which is a part of the late trade, and you will make Eagles the focus of it. So let's have that, and I reckon maybe at the tail end of it, Paddy Cripps' name might come into the conversation when you do analyse where the Eagles are at under the banner of the brutal truth. That's on the other side of this on The Late Trade.